You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast, where we get uncooked, uncorked, and uncensored.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm the Hot Commodity, ANC, and I'm here covering our WrestleMania Rewatch series. I have watched WrestleMania 1 through 19, and you can check those out in the archives. But today we are covering WrestleMania 20, where it all begins again, live on March 14th, 2004, in New York, in Madison Square Garden. And to start off WrestleMania 20, we have the Boyz Men of Harlem choir performing the national anthem. And we get our first match of the night, the WWE United States Championship on the line. The champion, The Big Show, defending against John Cena. And throughout this opening match, Big Show had most of the control. But after John Cena grabs brass knuckles, he nails Big Show, hits an FU, and gets a 3-count victory. I gave this match a 5 out of 10. It wasn't the best opening match because Cena didn't have a lot of momentum until the end. But all in all, it was good to see Cena get his first title in WWE. Next, we see Jonathan Coachman talking to Eric Bischoff. Eric wants Coach to find The Undertaker so SmackDown doesn't get him first. We then get an Evolution promo about the Rock and Sock connection. And we have our World Tag Titles on the line next. The tag champions Rob Van Dam and Booker T defending and defeating La Resistance, the Dudley Boyz, and Mark Jindrak and Garrison Cade. RVD gets the win after a 5-star frog splash for his team. And I gave that match a 3 out of 10. It was pretty boring. And really, Booker T and RVD could have been doing a lot better things on this episode. Well, this edition of WrestleMania. We then see Jonathan Coachman backstage looking for The Undertaker, and he hears weird noises, and he sees Mean Gene Okerlund and Bobby Heenan coming out of the room, and it looks like they were sort of messed around with, like they were having some fun. They have kiss marks on their face, and they say they are playing poker, and that's when the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young show up, make out with Bobby Heenan and Mean Gene, and then pull them back into their little room. Fun stuff seeing Mae Young and the Fabulous Moolah at WrestleMania. Next, we have Christian taking on Chris Jericho. And this is a good match between two friends. Trish Stratus gets involved, and she accidentally elbows Chris Jericho in the face, allowing Christian to roll up Jericho to get the 3-count victory. After the match, Trish slaps Chris Jericho. Christian hits him with an unprettier, and Christian and Trish Stratus make out on the WrestleMania stage. Trish Stratus has turned heel and turned her back on Chris Jericho. I gave this match a 6 out of 10. Next, we have Evolution taking on the Rock and Sock connection. And Evolution get the win after Randy nails an RKO to Mick Foley. He got a 3-count. I gave this a 6 out of 10, too. It was a fun match. It was good to see the Rock back in action with Mick Foley as his partner. But all in all, Evolution got the victory. 6 out of 10. Next, we have the Class of 2004 Hall of Fame ceremony. We see Bobby Heenan, Tito Santana, Big John Studd, Harley Race, Pete Rose, Don Morocco, Greg the Hammer Valentine, the Junkyard Dog, Superstar Billy Graham, Sergeant Slaughter, and Jesse the Body Ventura all get inducted. Next, we have the special Playboy evening gown match, Sable and Tori Wilson defeating Stacy Keibler and Miss Jackie. This is just a match for the men to get their rocks off seeing the ladies at WrestleMania. But Tori and Sable get the win, and I gave that a 3 out of 10. Next, we have the special Cruiserweight Classic. We have the champion Chavo Guerrero defending against a bunch of other men, Nunzio, Jamie Noble, Tajiri, Funaki, Shannon Moore, Ultimo Dragon, Billy Kidman, and Rey Mysterio. Rey is at this year's WrestleMania dressed up as Flash. And Chavo gets the win after rolling up Rey, and his father, Chavo Classic, holds down Rey's arms. This is a boring match. I give it a 4 out of 10. Definitely could have been better. Another boring match on this card, we have Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg with Stone Cold Steve Austin as a special guest referee for this one. The fans were booing them both because they both were going to be leaving WWE after this match. But Goldberg gets the win after a spear and a jackhammer. I gave this one a 3 out of 10. After the match, Stone Cold Steve Austin nails a stunner to both Brock and Goldberg. Next, we have the WWE Tag Team Titles on the line. The champions Rikishi and Sky Tuhati defeating the Basham Brothers, APA and the world's greatest tag team after a bonsai drop to Danny Basham. And I give this one a 5 out of 10. Next, we have the women's championship on the line. Victoria defending against Molly Holly. If Molly loses, she will get her head shaved. Molly does lose. Victoria gets the pin with a backslide, and Victoria proceeds to shave Molly's hair. I gave this match a 3 out of 10. It really didn't do much, and the women could have been utilized a lot better here. Next, we have the WWE Championship on the line. The champion Eddie Guerrero defending against Kurt Angle, and this was a great match. Eddie ended up getting the victory after he unties his boot. Kurt applies an ankle lock. Guerrero's boot comes off, and Eddie rolls up Angle to get a 3 count. I gave this an 8 out of 10. It was great to see Guerrero in action, and this is the well one of the last WrestleManias that we'll see of Eddie Guerrero. Next, we have Kane taking on the return of The Undertaker with Paul Bearer. He is done with being the American Badass. He is now the dead man again. Taker lands a choke slam and a tombstone, and he defeats his brother Kane again at WrestleMania. I gave this one a 6 out of 10. And we have made to our main event, the world champion Triple H defending against Shawn Michaels and Chris Benoit. This was a great match. I gave it a 9 out of 10. Chris Benoit got the win after applying the crossface to Triple H, and Triple H proceeds to tap out. Chris Benoit becomes the new world champion after Eddie Guerrero celebrates with Benoit, and it's great to see the two champions together. So, all in all, this is a good WrestleMania. The best matches on this card were the Chris Jericho versus Christian, Undertaker versus Kane, Eddie Guerrero and Kurt Angle, and Chris Benoit, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels. Next, we're going to go to WrestleMania 21, where WrestleMania goes Hollywood, and we are in the middle of the 2000s. So, a lot of exciting stuff coming your way. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.